Please be seated for the offering. Today in our prayers on page 20, we remember all of those listed from our own congregation, and especially this week, Greg English, Bailey White's father, is having some difficulties with his eye and surgeries and is requiring more treatment. So we remember Greg, Bailey White's father. We also remember Tim and Sandy Smith at the death of their friend Fred, who died unexpectedly in a car crash last week, Fred Vogel. So we remember Paula and the Smith family as they mourn the death of Fred and look to Jesus for comfort, especially at this time during Easter. Let us pray for the whole church in Christ Jesus and all according to their needs. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, your Son, Jesus Christ, did not count his equality with you something to be grasped, but humbled himself. Grant us a mind like his to spurn all worldly equality and humbling ourselves that we might find your greater portion in the life of the world to come. Lord, in your mercy.
Yes.
Lord God, your Son humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. Fix the faith of your church fast upon his cross for our salvation. Enrich the proclamation of this gospel and enliven our hearts to live out this faith until Christ comes in glory. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you sacrificed your own Son on the cross that we would all be called your children. Increase the faith of all Christian fathers that they would receive Jesus and his sacrifice for them, and so be enlivened to sacrifice themselves for their wives and children. Be also with all wives, dear Heavenly Father, that they would see their blessedness in being wives and women adorned in your love. Be with all children, dear Heavenly Father. Help them by your Holy Spirit to be faithful, to honor and love their parents. We ask, O Lord, you would be with all pregnant women, that you would strengthen them and carry them, that you also would be with their child, and you would bring them to deliverance in your time and as you see fit. Finally, O Lord, we pray that you would be with all of us, that you would be with those who desire children yet aren't given the promise, that you would be with those who desire a spouse, that you would give them comfort in their time of need. We pray finally, O Lord, that you would be with your church, that in all of our vocations and jobs, we would live faithfully, giving witness to your faithfulness. Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, your Son entered Jerusalem as the true ruler, poised to lay down his life for his people. Grant that same mind to those who are in authority over us, that they would discharge their duty even to the least among us, and so that they would receive your commendation. Be with our president, our governor, the governors of this land, with all of our judges, those who represent us in our government, our police, firefighters, first responders, and members of our military. And finally, Lord, that we too would be citizens faithful to you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of hosts, your Son Jesus came to deliver his people from all evil. Take away the fear of all who suffer in this world, especially Donna, Dave, Tom, Arlen, Sarah, Randy, Misty and Harper, Paul, Jean, Art, Greg, and all of those we remember silently to ourselves. Heavenly Father, as they await the fullness of their salvation, fix their eyes on their crucified and risen Savior. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord God, by the sudden death of Fred, you have shown that our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways our ways. We thank you for the blessings of body and soul that you bestowed on Fred. Comfort the members of his family, especially Paula, who mourns his death. Assist us ever to prepare for your final summons, that when we depart, that when we will be with Christ in blessedness and glory, we would remember that you have sent your Son Jesus to give and bring us into paradise. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Almighty God, your Son humbly rode into Jerusalem to the shouts of Hosanna, so that he might give righteousness and salvation by his death and resurrection. Mercifully grant that we would repent of our sins and rejoice in his presence as he visits us in the sacrament by his body and blood. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We praise you, Father, that you have sent your Son, not in wrath, but in mercy. As we enter this most holy week and ponder together the mysteries of your great salvation, show to us the answer to your people's prayers of Hosanna, save now, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.